Should do a podcast called "These Are Some Bullshit Stories I Just Made Up."
That's a perfect opener.
Yeah, because I'm Bill.
The world already can't hear.
I'm special guest John.
I'm special guest Eric.
And I'm just here to be made fun of.
That's Screech and Tony.
That's Screech and Tony. Screech and Tony.
A.K.A. Tony, A.K.A. Screech.
Once again, I'm an honored guest, Christopher.
And these are some of the sodas we like.
Guys, we didn't pick a soda.
I think this time you two have to agree on a soda to drink. Alright, I want you to loudly debate.
I'm going
to
make my opening arguments
and
then.
And get furious.
You'll see there are many sodas here in the realm of soda. We have Virgil's orange cream soda. We have Big Orange flavored soft drink, and we have Lilt pineapple and grapefruit. Those are the other ones over here, but these three are going to be our contenders because we have two bottles of each of those, and we have several people here and an audience to deal with.
That's fair.
With these three, we see two that are orange and one that is green. Lilt, but it's pineapple and grapefruit, so maybe it belongs here with the oranges. This one's the shortest. This one's the glassiest. This one looks kind of like Mountain Dew, if it were cheap. But this one's name is Virgil. This one's name is Bigga. This one's name is Lilt. But this one's name is Virgil.
I'm going to stop you here. It seems like all your arguments are non-existent.
Virgil is
their statements of fact.
A name of a friend who wants to be with us, who wants to be inside us.
I was going to pick that just because.
Because doesn't
you know,
everyone want a little Virgil out?
So,
he wants to
vote assistance. For the future. Vote Virgil. Tony, what you got?
This one says totally tropical taste.
when your argument is that you should have a little Virgil in you, yeah. I really think you should go for something bigger. Just saying.
I'll accept that.
I put it on
the legwork and you can come off the easy joke.
I'm going to regret this because the Virgil's got like the best chance of being delicious.
Right, Virgil's gonna be legitimately good because it's a good, like,
that's a legit great brand. Yeah. I got excited when I saw that because I've never seen an orange cream from them.
Right. I have a confession.
But instead, we have Bigga.
I had a slight taste of this earlier with rum in it.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's fair.
I would like to point out that this is the only thing that I know about this drink. We have been paying exorbitant island prices for these beverages.
Like, John? $2.50 to $3 each.
Yes.
Yep.
John
Thanks,
bought
Cayman
these
Islands.
For 50 cents American.
Well, wow. I like that this one is called Bigga, and it is the smallest bottle on that table.
I know.
You want a Bigga soda? Too bad, this is all we got.
In a super, super shady Jamaican convenience store.
Yeah. Now, I will say on it, so it's got Bigga, and it's the islandy red to yellow to green gradient text.
I am Jamaican.
But right next to it, it says, I am Jamaican. And on the label, it is bottled and distributed by Wizenco Group Limited, White Marl Industrial Complex, White Marl, Spanish Town, Jamaica, WI.
Oh, West Indies.
That's Wisconsin.
I wonder.
Yeah. It is a product of Jamaica, which makes it the first actual island beverage we've done on this cruise.
That's pretty good.
Because
impressive.
We have done several products by the good folks at Tank.
But so many of these chemicals in the ingredients have code numbers next to them.
Oh, my
goodness. Antioxidant E33. Oh, that's just citric acid.
Oh, good. We've got stabilizer E445, glycerol ester of wood rosin.
That's my jam.
That's how you make citrus things. Anyway.
Oh, it's sunset yellow.
Let's.
Aww. See, I actually make my own soda, so I'm a little bit curious. As
when you say you make,
I mean,
your
it's
own
got
sodas.
Normal yeah. stuff. It's got as the normal name for the
citric acid. I take the oils and the citric acid.
I'm not terribly.
Wow.
Now that I have a home.
Yeah, glycerol, that's just to help to emulsify.
Yeah.
That's fine. Orange juice concentrate, that's cool. Artificial color.
Orange juice concentrate.
Orange juice concentrate.
Mostly just sodium benzoate, that's
just
that's
the color.
That's
orange
Pepsi.
Juice
yep.
concentrate.
It's got a second emulsifier in it, cane sugar. Actually, this is higher quality than most stuff you would get in the States. I'm cool with that.
All right, let's open this in stereo. That was 2.1.
Yeah. The 0.1 is Bill, which is also his score.
Yep. If he had to rate me 0 to 100.
You're a dog mistake.
I can smell that from here.
Yeah, that's orange.
It's orangey.
Does anybody want any more than that?
Yeah, give me a little.
Good. Audience participation. We have half a bottle.
Precipitation.
Who wants some glycer ester of wood rosin? Wood
rosin. I will say, for such small bottles, the Biggo went a long way.
Wood rosin.
You're welcome.
I'm a child.
Oh. That does smell good.
Yeah, I can smell from
here. Yeah.
That smells like orange. Yeah, that smells like Orange Crush, which for anybody that's an orange soda aficionado, is the best orange soda. And the normal.
Or for anybody that's an REM fan, it's an okay song.
It's a good song. It's got a good drum line. It's just good going, man.
It's a good rock band song.
Yeah, exactly. I like it on rock band.
Yeah.
All right. So the nose, just orange.
Yeah,
orange soda.
Let's give it a
mouth. I want to toast everybody by Christopher right now. No. That was way too much fun.
That's a pretty,
You know?
I usually don't like orange soda.
I'm going to say pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be way worse.
This is like legitimate orange, not artificial orange.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn it. I was ready to just slam this for being awful.
Yeah. I mean, it looked cheap. It was cheap.
It was very cheap.
But as Tony said, it looks like the ingredients were higher quality than most American sodas. And I'll agree, my biggest point of props for this is that even though it's called Bigga, the taste is very pleasant and mellow.
Yeah.
It's little-a.
Also, what are you hiding, Wilt?
This
is making me very suspicious.
I have a story for this that is a description of how I got this.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, I like that.
That seems fine.
Story time with special guest John.
So... We went into Jamaica, and we were immediately surrounded by street peddlers, and it was mildly terrifying. And I ended up at this very, very shady convenience store, very low lighting, very tightly packed with people.
It was his only shelter from the peddlers.
And I found these sodas, and I went to pay for them, and gave them $10, and it was just no words exchanged, it was just silence. And the woman looks through the register, shuffles through, gives me $7 American. And I'm like, well, that seems kind of expensive, but whatever. And so I start to leave. And then, still no words exchanged, she stops me, and then another woman gives me another $2.
Was this other woman behind the counter, or did she fall from the rafters?
No, she had run out of singles in the register, because there was only one space in the register for U.S. dollars, and it was just a hodgepodge. There was no order to it. So she didn't have enough singles, so the supervisor brought more money. So this soda is like... I was mildly terrified. I was expecting things to not go so well, and then all of a sudden, things turned out better than expected.
Someone just hands you $2.
John, I want to congratulate you, because you found the first good thing about Jamaica that I've experienced.
Well, the guy that led us to this convenience store was also pretty helpful, although mildly terrifying.
Yes.
In his own way.
Absolutely.
So
I'm going to be honest, I thought that story was going to end with weed somehow.
It did.
Offered it many times.
That's what he means by $2.
Right.
I believe they refer to that as street lingo.
Yeah, that's the new lingo these days. So, yeah, I'm going to go with 70.
I wonder how...
I actually want more of that, and I'm disappointed that it's gone.
I'm going to tell you...
Hey! Woo! David's a Jamaican lady!
Down.
Y'all won't. That's the worst drink I've ever.
Did you say Ja Rule?
Ja Rule.
Because that's one Jamaican word, and then another one that's not.
I'll go next, because mine will be pretty short. I am a fan of orange soda. I like it. I like orange cream sodas, orange standard sodas. I think I was spot on with my Orange Crush analogy. It definitely is a lot like Orange Crush, but it has a very interesting finish on the taste, and not so much like an aftertaste, but it actually, so it hits with the, you know, kind of a medium orange taste, stays the entire way through, very powerful, very consistent, and then finishes out with just this rounded, and I'm leaving now, just a graceful bow out. And you don't find a whole lot of sodas that do that in any category. And
definitely
I thought that was...
Definitely not orange.
Yeah, definitely not orange. Ugh. And that was, it's very, very pleasant. I'm going to actually give this an 87.
Whoa!
I would drink this.
Top level.
What was John's score?
70.
70.
Still working on a story.
It plays to my taste.
For the newspaper.
Which is surprising because it's Jamaican. A little story while you're thinking of it. I did not go on Jamaica this year because my foot was cramped up from running from Segal on Grand Cayman.
I couldn't go because I ran with celebrities, so you know.
Running from.
Just call him Peter. You guys are on first name basis.
Oh, that's true.
Pete.
No, we're not.
Pete.
Mr. Pete. Wait, don't tase me.
My thoughts exactly.
Anyway, so, but I did go out on the promenade of the ship to at least get a picture of the island, and the first place that I look, the island is on fire. There is just a huge plume of smoke coming out of the jungle somewhere, and of course I take a picture of that, because Jamaica, it's pretty, but it's also on fire. I'm going to stay on the boat.
I think I finally got a story.
I was never set on fire.
It's called vamping.
So this is like our fun times on Grand Cayman. We had a complete and utter death march looking for that restaurant.
Oh, sure.
We finally get there. We hear good things, which I guess wasn't the case here. But we hear good things. We get there and the food is absolutely fantastic. And it was worth everything and the trip back was just fine because of it. While this is not nearly as good as that food was, I'm getting the same sensation. Death march to a prize. and I can appreciate that. That being said, I'm not huge on orange soda. This was a particularly good one. You can give it a 63.
In order to understand Bill's story, please refer to the previous two episodes.
They are just 20 minutes apiece of just screaming.
Yeah, but the second one was slightly more pleasant screaming.
Yeah, it was like ah.
It's like
that's my cover of that episode.
Scream cover.
I'm just gonna overanalyze this for a sec.
Great,
do it.
I'm generally in the same boat with you guys on the fact that I like.
Well, we're all in the same boat right now.
Oh, nicely done.
I'm out.
Wow.
Now who's the comedian?
I'm out.
Now who's going for the easy jokes? All right. In all seriousness.
You do understand what podcast you're on. These are some of the songs we like covering.
Okay, so the primary ingredient in this, so far as flavors go...
Carbonated water.
...is the, from the flavors... is the orange juice concentrate. And that's great. The fact that it's sweetened with cane sugar, I love that fact, but I feel like they overdid it. Just a little bit. It's almost a sticky sweet after you finish drinking it. It hangs around. And I'm all about having a sweet soda, but it seems like a bit much for the amount of orange flavor that's there. Because the orange is so subtle. If they just cut back the cane sugar a little bit, or maybe switched it out with some dextrose or even honey or something like that, that's asking a bit much. But you figure half to three quarters as sweet as the cane sugar. I still really like this, and I would easily take this over, say, an orange crush. I'm going to say 70. I really do like this. So... that's my take on it.
What did you give it?
70. 70. 7-0. Mr. Bedell.
Recently, I was driving down the road with two of my coworkers in the car, one in the passenger seat in the front, and one in the passenger side in the back. This is a story of how I almost killed half my company.
I was about to say, did someone die at the end?
In the middle.
Oh, perfect.
We're driving down the road, and we're in a four-lane split road, going about 40 miles an hour. And as I'm coming up over the hill, I'm in the middle lane. There's a car in the far right lane that decides that it is going to take a left turn and make a U-turn across the road. And it decides this as I come up even with it. So I am going forward. This car is now accelerating towards the nose of my car. And I realize I have two options. I can hit the brakes as hard as I can and hope to get enough stopping and turn over to the side a bit to stop before that car gets into the area that I am. Or I can try out a button on my car that I've never tried before. I recently acquired a new car. No. I recently acquired a new car, and this car has a button on it that says Sport. And if you hit that button and kick the paddle shifter over, the car becomes a different car. So I looked at a situation that looked bad. I didn't like anything, any of my options. But I went for the one that seemed more interesting and was pleasantly surprised when I went from 40 miles an hour to 80 miles an hour in a couple of seconds and zoomed up the road and had a great time. This is this soda. I expected it to be not very good. I don't like orange sodas. I don't like most sodas. And instead, I had a pretty good time and learned something new about myself.
And you didn't die.
And I didn't die.
Or kill anyone else.
Yet.
Yes.
Bill's not here anymore.
There you go.
So
we'll get to him later.
Where milk is a 50 and water is a 70, I'm going to give this a solid 65, which is the highest rating I think I would give a soda, being with the particular taste that I have.
All right, and since Bill is no longer here...
Yep, I gave power to John.
Well, I already did it. So, we came out to a 71.
Yeah. Which sounds pretty good.
Yep.
So, just hit the stop button, Bill?
Yeah, the red one.
Okay. So, call on me, don't call on me. So, see you next time, Soda Pals.